This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on Election Day 2016. That's not the most important thing, however. You've been listening to the wrong stories from the wrong people. I'm in charge of truth, justice, and the American way.
I am the captain now.
You are captain. What did you say?
I am the captain now.
Yes, I am the captain now. I find it quite interesting to note, yes, ladies and gentlemen, please vote today and don't pay attention to the news media, that by 10 o'clock this morning he's going to try to tell you who's won. Just, sorry. The situation in Chicago is so bad that Rahm Emanuel, disciple of Barack Obama, is the mayor of Chicago and has pressured radio stations, every single one of the 40-some-odd radio stations that are licensed to the city of Chicago, will air an address to the city of Chicago next Monday at 6 p.m. That's how bad things are. It's kind of like if we were having a national emergency and all of the networks would go live to the White House for the president. It sort of reminds me of a scene out of Designated Survivor, right? When everybody in the Capitol has been killed and the new president is Kiefer Sutherland. He's got to tell everybody what's going on. So for 30 minutes next Monday, Rahm Emanuel will command all of the airwaves as no mayor in any city that I know of, in any city, has ever done before. Anybody know? Do you remember this happening in Los Angeles, Jennifer?
I don't know.
A mayor, a sitting mayor, would say to all the radio stations, I need to go on the air for an address to the people. Same thing.
And I've been
here
during earthquakes and all kinds of stuff, but no, I don't remember it.
Hadn't even done that before. So anyway, there are...
Well, the problem is that serious. I mean, it's...
Well, it is that serious. It is. The mayor has asked the leaders of the radio world to utilize their platforms to reach out and take a more active role in helping our city. The show is going to be called Roadblock. They're trying to get people to stop what they're doing and pay attention to the mayor. So, who knows? But we all know Chicago is in deep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that good? Deep. It's deep. Partisans like to blame Barack Obama for the problems in Chicago. I don't know that we can go that far, but Rahm Emanuel is a disciple.
Of course you can. It's fun to blame Obama for everything.
Okay.
I mean, people just blame him for everything anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, you bum, Obama. Obama. Oh, bummer. I'm surprised nobody came up with that over his 8 years in office. Anyway, no disrespect intended. I don't approve of his style. I don't approve of what he's done. I do want to make sure that people understand the difference. And I think this is what's happened. News media has done a lot to make us sort of that jaundice look of or thoughts when it comes right down to it. How do you make up your mind about things? Where do you get your information? You follow a lot of things on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, for example, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. We're responsible for our opinions and thoughts, and you're responsible for yours. Just how I'm asking you how you make your mind up about things. How did you decide you wanted to vote for Trump or Hillary Clinton or Johnson or Mrs. Stein? How did you make up your mind on all these issues? I will tell you something. I looked at Meredith and I were looking at this pamphlet that was sent to help us understand the various questions on the ballot here.
Right.
When I looked at this weekend when I was in California, I looked at a similar thing. I got a headache looking at this stuff. I don't know how, Jennifer.
In California,
I'm confused here in Massachusetts with all the questions.
And I can't even find the propositions in New York City.
You can't.
I literally spent an hour yesterday. I was never mailed a ballot because I confirmed. At first, I thought my boyfriend threw it out as junk mail, but he didn't, and he never got a ballot mailed to him. He only got his. He was transferred since he moved in with me. He's now transferred to my polling place, but we never got ballots mailed. I have no idea. I can't even find it on the New York State. Gov can't even find what the propositions are. So
is
I'm going
to
be
the state or the city to give you that stuff?
I have no idea. I wish I knew that because it would help me Google it better.
That's just wrong.
I don't know.
It's wrong. It's just wrong. It's
and Jennifer's been able to. And Jennifer's been able to read through. God, how many pages were you reading?
Jennifer's like a telephone book.
I mean, we're voting on 17 propositions in California, and that's. I mean, it's just it's a lot. And
that's
most people will read the 3-sentence blurb that's in their sample ballot and think that they can make a decision on that. And they write it in such a way that it's so confusing. You don't know what you're voting for. They try to trick you. One of the ones that has got me steamed is Prop 57, which is. About rehabbing nonviolent criminals, which most people will look at and go, oh, people that are in prison for drug crimes, we're going to take them out and rehab them instead of keep them in prison. Well, that sounds okay. That sounds reasonable. But they reclassify nonviolent crimes to include rapists, rapists of unconscious victims, arsonists, some terror crimes, gang violence. I mean, it's so unbelievable that they are, you know, that
you have to vote
on something good, but and you're actually
even,
reclassifying crime across the board.
Right, but who would even want that? I mean, that doesn't even make sense to me that anybody would want to sponsor that or even propose that. That's crazy.
Yeah. And there's
Welcome
much more
to politics,
craziness.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of crazy stuff.
Well, I hope that doesn't pass. And thank you for bringing that to everyone's attention, Jen, because I know, like you said, there's so much to read there that people are not paying that much attention to it.
It's, yeah, I think, and you know, these kind of things, they will pass because people will only read that blurb.
Right.
And another one is that we've got marijuana on the ballot, and everybody, you know, because culturally marijuana is accepted, everybody's like, yep, let's vote for marijuana. I know a lot of people in my life who are using marijuana who go, oh my gosh, this bill is so poorly written. It's 71 pages of legislation. And so even the libertarians who normally sponsor these type of bills are saying, no, we're not voting on this one because it's
so
just
where'd
so
it come
poorly
from?
Done.
Where did it come from?
I guess that's what I don't get.
Does anybody even know where some of these things come from? That's what you see. Here's how crooked this is. And I follow the money, go back through the pages of where these things start. And this is why the system is so corrupt. We need somebody to go nuke it and start from the beginning. The influencers here, the people who are buying and selling seats in Congress and the Senate, governors, that sort of thing, state leaders, they get to these people, they get into the system, they say, okay, we want to fix this, quote unquote, we'll fix it. It was like, the best example I can come up with, Jennifer, is 2 years ago when Monsanto completely corrupted that vote to have labels on food in California. They spent millions of dollars to get that thing.
Right.
They said they lied. I don't like that word, but it was a damnable lie. They would say in their ads that farmers don't want this because it'll make their work harder. That is the biggest load of horse manure, cow manure, pig manure, sheep manure, chicken manure, you name the animal and the manure that comes out of them. That's how much these people want to control the situation, and they do. They're getting away with it. That's the thing that's so frustrating, annoying, scary, if you want to use that term. There's too much of that stuff. So the public or private interests that are responsible for this corruption of our country with these things, it takes your breath away. You can hear me. I'm so frustrated with it. It is.
I just don't understand why everything isn't transparent. Who's sponsoring this bill? Who wants this to be passed? Mm-hmm. You know, like,
they don't want it to be transparent because they won't vote for it.
I know, but they should, but that should be a law.
Well, of course it should be.
We actually have two measures on our ballot, two of the 17. One of them is that members in Sacramento, in our state capital, actually have to post anything that they vote on online 72 hours in advance. Mm-hmm. Because right now what happens is they have bills that everybody reads, and then 3 minutes before the vote happens, they gut them, replace them with text, and vote on something completely different. There's just no transparency. There's another initiative where if it costs over $2 billion in state in taxes, that the people get to vote on it. Jerry Brown, our governor, is voting against that. I mean, the idea is that there's just, as much as people say they want there to be transparency in government, they don't want there to be transparency in government. They don't want to answer the hard questions. They don't want to have people looking into their lives and seeing what they're doing. They don't want people to know who they're in bed with. It's crazy.
All right, a game warden stopped a poacher walking along the beach, tells him he's going to fine him for taking lobsters without a permit. Poacher tells the warden the two lobsters in his hands are his pets, and he was walking them on the beach. Nonsense, says the game warden. It's true, the guy says. It's not against the law to walk your pets on the beach, is it? The guy says, I send them into the surf for a swim, and when I whistle, they come back. So the game warden says, okay, you got to show me this. So the man tosses the lobsters into the ocean. Game warden says, okay, let's hear you whistle for your lobsters to swim back to you. Lobsters, asks the poacher. What lobsters?
Wow.
If it's either politics or that, unfortunately, I'm going to take that.
18 past the hour. This is DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples, guys. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid Mill Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour with DJV, America's Got Talent, ringing in the holiday season with its first holiday special. Good God, we're onto this already. Grace Vanderwall is set to headline a holiday special. She's going to entertain on her ukulele. Do I love ukuleles? I love them because of the way you spell ukulele. I think that's like, the fun of it is you. K-U-L-E-L-E. Well, listen, she sounds like Adele a little bit, doesn't she? 12 years old.
It's kind of the way people think they should sing now, where they...
Yeah. It's really true, yeah.
It's like everybody sings through their nose now.
Yeah. See how it sounds. My heart. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's kind of true. Aside from Dougie, happy birthday. But they, like, people like nowadays try to sing like haunted children.
Haunted children.
It's like, well, it's part of that phenomenon of vocal fry, too. Everyone has to sound like, what's her name, Zooey Deschanel.
So what's going to happen to this kid? She's 12 years old. Already everybody's fawning over her. Is she going to be okay?
Yeah. I hope so.
Don't worry, Jackie. Like Mike's going to hit her in the face. Don't worry.
Hasn't hit Justin the worm. Hasn't hit the worm yet in the face.
Oh, sure it has. There was that whole peeing in a bucket incident. Sure, that's
okay. Okay, so let's see. Who else is on this show? Ryan Justin Crum. Don't know him.
He was, I think he came in second or third on America's Got Talent this year. His voice is phenomenal.
Are these people on this show all from those talent shows?
It's just from America's Got Talent. Just one show. Some of them are from this most recent season, which ended in September, I think. or August. And then some of the past winners are coming back. Terry Fader, who is a very well-known ventriloquist now in Vegas, he was one of the winners. So he's back.
Pentatonix are going to be there. They're good. I like them. I don't know who Professor Splash is.
Oh, come on, Dougie.
Jennifer, enlighten me. Who's Professor Splash?
Oh, no, you please. You don't know. I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. That's good. I get there's two of us that don't know. Let's see. Kara, can you enlighten us as to who Professor Splash is?
I'm going to guess that he is an old guy who dives.
That's what I would guess, too.
Mm-hmm.
He dives?
Yeah, he's like a diver in the Olympics, but like with really exciting dives, like a lot of backflips and stuff.
What's that got to do with America's Got Talent? Or
because it's just a variety talent show.
Yeah. You don't have to say.
So I could go there.
What's your talent?
What do you mean? How long have you been with me and you don't know what my talent is yet?
Well, I mean, what would be your talent that you could showcase on
the
stage
That's an offensive
That's what the show
question.
Is.
I'm
it is not.
By that question.
I'm offended by you not having
I'm
a talent that you can name.
By that question.
Yeah, if you had to go on, what would you do? Kazoo blowing? Like,
what would I do?
Yeah,
I would
be
milk
a
cow.
Oh,
that's what I would do.
Dougie.
What? How many people do you know who have that talent?
I can milk a cow.
You can't milk a cow.
Oh, give me a break. My family's got a dairy farm. I can milk a cow all day long.
I say it.
I believe in you, Jen. I think you can milk a cow. I personally would hire someone else
Frank
to milk a cow.
Why are we playing Frank Sinatra?
It's Sal Valentinetti, who is one of the other guys that's performing.
He was great this year.
Frank yourself. Oh, this is, sounds good. The first thing I've heard that I like.
I traveled each.
Wonder if he can
and every highway.
He sounds like Joe Piscopo. Remember when he did Sinatra?
He would impersonate Sinatra.
Yeah.
I did this my way.
Let me tell you.
What is a man?
What is a man?
What has he got?
What has he got?
If not himself, then he has not.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain that he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they've become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I can promise you.
It's 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan Carashillon at the Torsnar Studio in Washington. A lot of people are asking, where do I vote today in your town, in your municipality, wherever. If you haven't participated in an election for a while, even if you haven't involved yourself, and sadly so many people just think that they need to vote every 4 years for the president, which is bogus and not right. But anyway, if that's where you're at, there are some apps that Victoria has discovered to help you on election day. So to vote for a new president and ballot questions and Congress, the Senate, all that stuff, what do people do?
You can go to Foursquare, which is a very popular location app. You can download it for free on iOS or Android. Or
hold
you can
on
go
just
to
a second. Do you mind? I have a, Meredith gave me a T-shirt.
What?
And the T-shirt says this is
just now,
present.
In the middle of my sentence?
in the birthday present. Well, it's applicable here.
What weird timing.
Right.
So on the T-shirt, it says, I'm always helping everybody with their grammar. So I just wanted to help you.
Oh, here we go.
What do you mean? Why are you groaning and moaning? I'm trying to help people be better.
Okay, so bring it on. Bring it on.
The expression is not for free. The expression is free. You don't put for with free. If you're giving something away, it is free. It's not for free. It's just free. Mm. So they can have these apps free. Okay?
You can download them for free.
No! No!
You can download them at no cost to your...
You can say you can download them free.
They're free downloads.
They're free downloads. Yeah.
What are we talking about now?
Where
I don't even know.
To help people go to
Foursquare.
We've got
free.
Our priorities in line
.com.
Here.
Foursquare.com. Type in your home address. It will tell you exactly where you need to go to the poll. Plus, it will even tell you the nearest local bar or coffee shop because
Yes,
everyone's going to need a stiff drink today. So,
I've got
my
Trump wine, by the way, ready to go. Win or lose, I'm drinking the Trump wine tonight.
Really? Gonna be close. All right, and it's available free.
No, the wine isn't. But
no, the app is available
right,
free.
Free.
All right,
fine.
So somebody
for
said
free.
Anyway, we were talking. Somebody sent me an email asking me for my opinion on a ballot initiative here in Massachusetts. I'm looking at the ballot initiatives around the country. Four states are looking at raising the minimum wage, Arizona, Colorado, and Maine. They want to put the minimum wage to $12 by 2020. Let's see here.
Well, in that's to pay for all the legalized marijuana. You got to make a little more money.
Right, yeah. The pay floor in Washington goes from $9.47 to $13.50 over 4 years. Majority support the measures. Let's see here. What else have we got here? 2 million workers. This annoys me. The minimum wage thing is really annoying. But the question that I was asked has to do with a ballot initiative here in Massachusetts about crating farm animals. So, and they are, those initiatives are on several ballots in several states. This is an issue that has come up a lot in America, and because I am a farmer, and in addition to being a broadcaster, I have a great deal of expertise here. I don't raise my animals using these crates, never have. I have a pasture-oriented operation, all the cows and calves. Everybody's out in pasture, so many
don't do it the way that you do it.
That's true. That's true, but more and more... Here's this is the divide, and this is another example of how divided our country is when it comes to all kinds of businesses. We have allowed because these people are not farmers. They're agriculturalists. We have allowed the huge agribusinesses to take over in many operations. Farms, and a lot of people listening to this program right now are going to say, well, it's helped me because I make more money. Yeah, I know. I understand. And that's a good motivation. But there are ways of making money that don't take their toll on either the stuff that you're growing, the people who eat it, or the animals, in this case, that are involved. So I don't raise my animals this way. I never have. I do not support raising them in crates because it isn't good for them in any number of ways.
I've seen some of those videos, and it's hard to eat.
Yeah, but you
it's
see, that's the problem.
Cruelty to animals.
The videos represent one, and because people see the videos, they will automatically assume that everybody does it the same way, which is not true. In fact, most don't do it that way any longer. So, as the education system, the farm operations, National Farmers Union, for example, to which I belong, is very active in educating farmers as to what the right way of doing this is and how you can do it without it costing you more money, because that's always the excuse. Well, I put them in the pens because it costs me less money to manage them. That's not now necessarily you can show people, not the old-timers, because the old-timers are going to be they're going to do what the old-timers do. But those who are open to understand, okay, here's how you do it, and it makes a lot of sense, and yada, yada, you show them, and You know, that's the way things get changed, through education, not through mandates. And probably...
But see, that's what a... This is, again, the difference between the agriculturalists and the farmers.
Well,
farmers inherently have a loyalty to their farm and the animals.
But you are not going to change... These bills do not change big agribusiness because they find ways around them. These bills are written to screw around with the family farmer, and that's how insidious it is, to get them to spend more money or do things in a way that will make them less competitive so that these big guys can keep knocking them off.
Yeah.
And the people who are well-intentioned, who are behind these bills like this, are the kids who go around, they're wide-eyed, they have the right message and the right idea, their intentions are great, but they have no practical experience, so they don't really know. And to address what you just said about the video, there are videos like that that show up all the time that make everybody think all farmers do it that way, which makes me crazy because most of the farmers are not doing it that way. One bad apple, I remember a couple of 3 years ago. I went, there was an ABC report from a farm in upstate New York showing a farmer bobbed the tails of the cows, just cut them off with a grinder while the cows were just standing in the thing. And there were other videos of calves being born dead and they just throw them out in the manure pile. Well, I mean, I don't know. You bury them or put them, the best place to put them is the manure pile, but it's this the feeling that the animals, which are not human, but they're beings, are just commodities, and I can't stand that because they aren't. They're beings,
right?
So they deserve respect. But to go as far as these things go, then it requires a new bureaucracy. You hire more people. You go out and do it. And most of the time, the people don't know what the heck they're doing. So it doesn't really serve to fix the problem. Education always carries the day. Mandates don't. Education does. So I told this person who asked me how to vote against it, which is what I'm going to do, and then to work with the people that I do work with that are educating. We don't have that problem much here anymore, but it is something that, and just by the attention, by the way, that's been given to this ballot initiative, has changed a lot of people in their ways of doing the work. So,
but see, my argument is that those videos where you see animals being treated so cruelly on farms, those videos have inspired all of, you want to call them the millennials. Millennials are now, on every study that you see, they're the most health conscious, they're the most environmentally conscious.
Right?
And so those videos have made me personally look into factory farms.
And
now I make smarter choices.
Right.
I don't buy eggs or chicken that isn't pastured.
That's the point.
And
that's
it,
right. My point.
Yeah, you let the market dictate.
Yeah.
I mean, people's behaviors will kind of make these companies
system.
Act. Right.
You find out what they're doing, you don't go buy stuff from those farms that do that stuff. That's how you fix it. You don't fix it with a law.
And I agree with that. But sometimes, but with the factory farm people, there have to be laws that go at them because they're finding all these loopholes, and it's filling Walmart with all. That's all the crap you buy at Walmart.
You sound like a lovable millennial. You just have made the case that you made just there was what you said before. People are getting active, they're getting knowledgeable, they're getting involved, but you don't.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. Because you have to do it at the market. You got to stop buying the stuff that comes from the factory farms.
Because you don't want the government telling people, right, the legislation, plus when the legislation gets out of hand and then all of a sudden they start, the regulation gets too intense, which by the way it does, incrementally it starts getting too intense. The best way to stop anything is in the pocketbook. Hit these farms in their pocketbook. Stop buying. Educate yourself. Read the books. Look into practices. Don't be a blind consumer, and you actually make more of an impact than any vote on a ballot would give you.
Right, but I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I can be an educated and a conscious consumer, which I try to be in all areas of my life. But when you have so many people, like Walmart is the biggest example, they're buying up all this factory farmed crap, and people who can't afford to make a conscious decision, like I'm going to spend more on this organic pastured chicken.
Here's what happens.
That's where the problem is.
You're right. We're all right. nobody's wrong here. But what's going to happen, especially with the pressure that's coming from the likes of Walmart and these other huge companies to pass that Trans-Pacific Partnership, which both Clinton and Trump are against, but Obama's going to try to sneak in between now and when he gets out of office. He's going to try to somehow or other figure an executive order to get this in,
well, it'll
for
get
God knows whatever the reason. But this will, this is what's going to ruin it. The laws will have no impact whatsoever. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, if it's enacted, will ruin family farms in our country, and all of this stuff will become meaningless. All right, we've got to pause for a moment. By the way, the T-shirt says, I am silently correcting your grammar. The problem is I wasn't silent.
Except yeah, when so are silent. You silent?
Uh-huh. 45 past the hour. Television news next here.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2626. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2626.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
So it's 47 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. The live-action Candy Crush show coming to CBS.
How boring is that?
It's a game show that they announced apparently last week. The game has become a worldwide phenomenon. I haven't the slightest idea what Candy Crush is all about.
It's a game. It's like a grid of all these different kinds of candies, and you try to put them in like rows of three or four. So you're like moving candies to.
Why?
Just I don't know. It's
like
a game
Tetris,
strategy,
but with candy.
Yeah, but with candy.
Huh?
You know what Tetris is, right?
No, he has no idea.
Well, thank
like
you, Jennifer.
Jenga? Or like Jenga?
Jenga?
Like, I don't know what that is either.
Right. Do you ever play a game, ever?
No, I don't play those kind of
games. Do you know he sent me a game, though? He sent me a game, the Trump game. Yeah.
Oh, I did send you that.
Remember
that's
that?
Right, I did.
Yeah. I should play that tonight, too. It's about all I'm going to get.
Right. I only had, I should have got two copies because I got another person.
Drink some Trump wine, play the Trump game.
And cry myself to sleep.
Let's look at the new season shows and the buzz around. Designated Survivor continues to improve, and apparently Bull does as well. Jennifer, what other?
Yeah, the top three shows, I think, so far this season are Bull, Designated Survivor, and This Is Us on NBC. And I watch all
MacGyver?
Three of them, and they're all really good.
That one's
been picked up, I think, almost throughout the whole season. So that's one that you can commit to. It's on my DVR. I have not watched it yet.
What's
American
Housewife about? What's that?
That is, did you ever watch Mike and Molly? With Melissa McCarthy?
The heavy set to them, yeah.
Melissa McCarthy's sister on the show is actually the star of American Housewife, and it's cute. It's kind of about her struggles. She's not fat, she's just chunky, and she lives in a town where everybody is kind of Stepford Wife-ish, and so it's her being kind of average and trying to fit in with all these skinny minis and raise your family and all that stuff. So
what happened to Lethal Weapon? Is that what's going on?
Lethal Weapon's still on as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tonight, election on top of election on top of election on top of election. I think that's it, right? What else?
Well, you're going to be hard pressed to find anything that's not election related. It's going to be on all the networks, everything, late night shows. But if you need a break, there is Shark Night
on science, which, by the way, Shark Night is very much in the theme of Election Day, right? So it's kind of appropriate. if you feel like you're left swimming with sharks, you can do a full evening of sharks on the Science Channel. It starts at 8.
Okay, good for us. 50. Where are we? 50 after the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
After the hour, Amy is not around, so we've got Jennifer, we've got Victoria, we've got Kara, and we've got me. Amy, the
Newmark.
Chicken soup lady.
Yeah.
Amy Newmark.
Amy just
lady.
Sounds like, hey, Amy's
said,
not here.
Yeah, I was too familiar. Sorry about that. I should have said Amy Newmark is not around. So we have in her place some educated information about what you put into your mouth and what goes into your body. Yes, food news next here.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, the fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Past commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Hutton.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claims assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
All right, 56 past the hour now. It's time for us to examine what you are putting in your mouth in different ways. I'd love to update you on some of the food news. For example, there are foods that we eat a lot in our country that are banned elsewhere. You're going to love this. Foods we eat every day that are nasty, harmful, ugly, yucky, and yet we love them. But other countries have taken action and actually banned things like artificial dyes. You know, what is it? Mm. Blue dye number 3 and red dye number 7 and all that stuff.
And yellow number whatever, yeah.
You can, well, they put, but you can find these dyes, the coloration of cheese and mac and cheese and the things that are in Cocoa Puffs, the breakfast cereals.
Are you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yes, right. These dyes have been linked to brain cancer, hyperactivity. It isn't the dyes, it's the sugar also that makes kids crazy. Makes them crazy. Let's see, what else have we got here? Olestra, which is a fat-free item linked to gastrointestinal problems. Potassium bromate. Yes, I'm always looking for that. You find it in breads and wraps and bagels. It has a negative effect on your kidney and nervous system. Farmed salmon.
Ugh.
You see, because of Monsanto and the government not allowing these labels, you can find out if it's farm, but it takes a lot of work. Salmon isn't salmon isn't salmon.
Actually, it's very easy. If you ever go to a restaurant and you see...
Look at the color.
And it's... No, if you go to a restaurant and you see on a menu Atlantic salmon, it's farmed. That's right. That's the easiest way to know because there
that's
is
how
no salmon
up,
in
though.
The Atlantic.
They cover it by calling it Atlantic salmon versus
right.
Pacific salmon. Yeah,
right.
That's a great point. Thank you.
So it's very simple. Someone says, oh, it's fresh caught Atlantic salmon. Well, you know, you caught it from a little swimming hole that you keep it in. Everything's
hot.
A little exactly. mud hole. That's
all
it.
Right. All right. And then there's something that I cannot
pronounce.
Can you
tell against farm salmon?
Look at your frozen dinners. If you eat, like, Swanson frozen dinners, there's something called azodicarbonide. If I... Azodicarbonamide, which is in boxed cookie mixes. It has produced asthma in people. Frozen dinner. How people find this out, I don't have the slightest idea. I don't even know where... How do you find this stuff in the first place?
Well,
who would have thought?
I just discovered
azodicarbonamide.
Yep.
Okay, that's good for you.
And that too.
Anyway, the point is, look at the label, please. 59 past the hour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.